Welcome to Hot Flashes and Cool Topics, a podcast for women in midlife and beyond. Here at Hot Flashes and Cool Topics, we talk about anything and everything to do with midlife. My name is Colleen.
My name is Bridget.
The entire month of November, we will be having Feature Fridays, which is just going to be promoting some new products or products that might have been on the market that we weren't familiar with, but we've become familiar with and we want to share with our listeners. Today, we are featuring two products, My Sisters, which is an app for women in menopause, and M Powder, which is plant food that they use to help menopausal symptoms. So just let me tell a little bit about it, and then Bridget's going to jump in and talk about her experience. But My Sisters is an app that is a symptom tracker. And just like you see a lot of trackers for women who are having their cycles and IVF and, you know, irregular periods, there's really not one for menopause or perimenopause. So we came across My Sisters, and it's S-Y-S-T-E-R-S. The Cheryl Baer and Cindy Moy Carr are the COO and CEO of Vorstadters, which is the main company that owns My Sisters. And basically, it's a great place to track your symptoms. You can print out a chart and take it to the doctor. There's a forum there that you can share advice. It's free, and then there's a special forum that you pay for. They're actually going to be offering 3 months free for our listeners for the forum. So that's great. So we're going to talk to the two of them about how they came about, how this whole product came about. And Bridget actually downloaded.
I did download it. Yes. Yeah, so it's really nice because you can put in, you know, if you're not having any symptoms for a day, you can put that in. You can put in if you're getting hot flashes, how often? Are you having mood swings? Are you just anything like that? Is there brain fog happening? It's got the start date, the end date. You can get a report of how things are happening. You can even have scores. There's just all kinds of things. And then you can share it with your friends as well. So you can talk with your friends and get help that way. Or I love that you can just have it there for your doctor. Just like,
absolutely.
Look, this is what's been going on. It's just an easy way to keep track of something and have it right there on your phone. Instead of having just like having to write down, go to a journal and write it down.
Then or worse, rely on your memory.
But like, you know, you're not going to have your piece of paper next to you if you're in the middle of doing something. And if you could just grab your phone, which you typically have with you, just put that down. So that's what I really like about it. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we will start the interview with them in a minute. But the second half of our interview today is going to be with M Powder. And M Powder, Rebecca Brown, is the researcher and creative consultant and founder of M Powder. And basically, she has three different stage powders. The first one is out now, which is the Peri Boost Bio Stage 1. And she will tell us about that. The next two are coming out in the next couple months. So they won't be too far ahead. And she basically worked with scientists and herbalists to create a powder that would help with menopausal symptoms. So it's natural. And she said that 89% of the people who tried it saw improvement in the first month.
Wow.
So she has a whole bunch of trial, you know, women who try the product. And then also she has a place called the Powder Room, which is a community also for women to talk about. You know, again, it's all about getting women together to talk about their symptoms, to get rid of the taboo that is menopause for some reason, and to realize it's just a natural process, but that there is help out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so nice to see all the things that are out there for women that we don't know about. So, you know, if you just go to our website, hopefully the more we learn, the more we can share with you, you know,
sure,
what's out there for us. Yes.
And we're going to be doing that all month. So we will get started with this interview, or I should say, we will get started with both interviews right now.
Mm-hmm. Today, we are so excited to be talking to Cheryl Baer and Cindy Moy Carr, and they are the CEO and COO of Vorstadters. So welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
So we were really excited to find your app, My Sisters. And it comes from a place of there are a million apps for periods. You could track your period, when you get your period. But when it comes to women like us who may be in perimenopause, postmenopause, whichever, and still having symptoms, we have no way to track them. Can you give us a little history, either one, ever could about how this came about.
Sure. And, you know, that's exactly how it started. And, you know, you say it's new. I actually created it in 2017. And as you know, we've listened to your podcast, several of the episodes, and I think as you found, women are creating these resources because we needed them and they weren't available. And so we are now building them so that other women don't have to go through what we went through. And it's called My Sisters in part because, you know, I have a younger sister and I didn't want her to go through what I was going through. And I have two daughters. You know, now they're 17 and 26, but at the time, they and all their friends had all the period trackers on their phones. And I was looking on their phones and there were 200 free period trackers just in the App Store.
Wow.
And they were all for young women. They were for teenagers or women trying to get pregnant. And at this point, you know, I was 10 years into perimenopause. I was just figuring out that all these issues that I was having were related to hormone regulation and perimenopause. And I said, well, where is mine? And I started looking for one and there wasn't one. And I said, well, somebody should make one. And it didn't occur to me that I should do it. I just thought somebody should do it. Mm-hmm. And, but the idea wouldn't let go. And one step led to another. And I got met with a friend of mine who had a business degree and we started talking about it. We built a prototype and here we are 4 years later. Mm-hmm. And we have an Android version and we have an iOS version. We have a companion app for men. And so that's how this all started. It was because I was having a number of issues. I couldn't keep track of everything. You know, when you go to the doctor's office, what's the first thing they ask? When was your last period?
Yes. Yeah. What was the first day of your last period? Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And even if you're not having periods or regular periods, if I said, well, you know, for me, it started with migraines when I turned 40. And it went to, I didn't like the taste of tomatoes, which at the time, nobody told me were all signs of perimenopause. And it was dry eyes and gritty eyes and anxiety. And by the time somebody did tell me, you know, this is menopause related. You need to see your OBGYN. By that time, there was such a range of symptoms. And they'd say, well, when was your last migraine? When was your last hot flash? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, add in a little bit of brain fog. It's like, I don't know. What day is it? What did I have for breakfast? I don't know. So for me, you know, being able to have it all in one place, and don't ask me to write it in a notebook. I'm not going to be able to find the notebook.
Yeah, you're not going to carry your notebook everywhere you go, but you will have
exactly. I will have my phone, and it, you know, if you have kids, you know, if you're running them to lessons, it's a lot easier to sit while you're at piano lessons and add the things into your phone while it's happening, while it's quiet, while you have that moment, while you're sitting in the car waiting outside school, than it is to be like, oh, I left the notebook at home. So that's how this all started.
Yeah. And it's so interesting because when we do interview women, because a lot of the products are, not all, but a lot of the products are created by women our age range, it is to solve a problem that they have discovered they have. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, and Bridget and I bring this up all the time, the media and society run from anything related to menopause, perimenopause, postmenopause, the connotation surrounding the aging process. It just, women would rather keep it under the rug. But when they're suffering, if you do that, then there's no help out there for you to find. So mm-hmm. it takes women like you, like some other brands that we've talked to say, okay, I'm going to find the solution here. If it's not out there, if I can't find it, then I'm going to do it. And mm-hmm. so thank you for doing that. Because if you hadn't thought, let's do this, I can do this, then there wouldn't be My Sisters. Can you guys talk about the actual app and what it looks like and what it does?
Yeah, I can definitely do that. My Sisters is our main app. And right now, My Sisters is only available in the Apple App Store as an iOS version. We're working on getting an Android version going. We do have a beta version that's available for Android. It's called Hot Flash Sisters.
Okay, cool.
So we rebranded a little bit with My Sisters and launched exclusively in the Apple App Store. But yep, like I said, we're working on getting that Android version up and running. But really what it does is when you open up the app, so the default screen is to add symptoms for your day. Mm-hmm. So for the current day.
I'm opening mine while you're doing it too.
All right.
It's like, I'm going to open mine too.
There you go.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so I don't know if that helps. There's a little bit of glare.
Oh, yeah.
And then you add symptom, and then you have all of your previously used symptoms are at the top. So if you're experiencing some of the same symptoms frequently, you know, anxiety is a big one. Mm-hmm. And then you can pick the severity of the symptom that you're having, from mild to extreme. And so what this will do is once you look at your report, it will show a different size circle for the severity. And then when you look at your calendar,
on the days where your symptoms are more severe, it will be a darker square. And you can kind of track, like if you notice that all of your Tuesdays are really dark, you might want to look at what you're eating or doing on the weekend, because a lot of these symptoms are triggered by lifestyle.
So a lot of flexibility, and you can add in notes. So if there was something specific that you wanted to remember about what was happening, like how you were, you know, other things that you want to note about what was happening when you were having that symptom. And then you can just save it. And then you can go to the calendar and you can look, and it will have shown a square on the date with the severity. And you can look to see, like we said, the different days. But up in the upper right-hand corner, there's a link to get report.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you can, and right now the functionality that we have, you can just have it emailed to an email address of your choice. It doesn't have to be the one that you have set up in the app, but that is the default. And then you can get it sent to yourself, or if you're working with a physician and you want to send it directly to an email address that they've given you to, they can kind of see what's going on every day for you. And data is power.
Mm-hmm.
The more information that you have, the more you know, and the more you can look at trends. And it's how all companies work now. It's Amazon and everything. Like, their businesses are driven by data that they collect from you, and they know more about what you like than you know. And that's mm-hmm. what, by tracking your symptoms, you know more about yourself than you thought that you knew.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can see what those trends are and everything, and you can make a plan for it. And that both the calendar and the symptom tracker are included in the free version of the app. So anybody can use those at any time. We do have a Lux membership that right now is $9.99 a month. The first 3 months are free. So if you go into My News or My Scene, there is a button to get the Lux version, and you'll get your first 3 months free. But in My News, that is bespoke content. It is created specifically for my sisters by writers that we have. So we have videos out there that we had a fitness instructor put together to relieve some of those physical symptoms that you get during perimenopause. And then just articles talking about, and really a lot of it is about breaking that stigma, getting mm-hmm. people to talk about heavy periods. I mean, nobody wants to say the word period out loud. Breast tenderness. I mean, these are some of the things that I didn't know were perimenopause and mm-hmm. kind of learned afterwards. Then we have a forum and My Scene, which is a forum where you can go out and ask questions of other Lux members, Lux sisters. So mm-hmm. it's a private, anonymous way to say those things that you're afraid to say out, maybe to your friends. Maybe you don't have an open relationship with friends that you can talk about this, or with your family. And, you know, maybe you have a mom who's like, oh no, like that didn't happen to me. I have no idea what you're talking about. Or you don't have sisters. So it's that place to bounce things off. Like, is anybody else feeling this? And like all the people who will chime in like, yes, I can, you know, I thought I was the only one. Mm-hmm. And it's really that building that community, that space where you feel safe to talk about what's happening with you. Mm-hmm. And so we mentioned too that we have a companion app. We created MyGauge as a way to say, that you can send your partner a message and it just says, yep, I'm having a great day, you know, come on in, or this is the worst day ever. And just, it's more information. Again, mm-hmm. you know, it's opening up the conversation with your partner, and it doesn't always have to be a man. You know, it could be your, you know, single moms with kids. It's like, just giving you a warning. Today's been one of those days, you know, take it easy on me. Mm-hmm. And it's really part of that starting the conversation. And also men are going to, you know, feel the effects of aging, and they may want to track their symptoms as well.
Part of it is, you know, I get emails from male friends all the time who are worried about their wives and their girlfriends, their partners. And one in particular, he was feeling really desperate. He's like, my wife is depressed in a way. I haven't seen her in 28 years and I don't know what to do. And she had been to her doctor. She hadn't really gotten any help there. And he was scared. He was really scared. And, you know, that was probably more on the extreme side, but, you know, that's not an unusual email once people know what I do. Mm-hmm. And so we didn't want to leave them out of the conversation. I mean, this is a real conversation. We have a website called mysisters.com. And so, you know, there's a lot of information on there as well. And it's all free. You know, women could go there and check it out. And so we always tell people, you know, we don't give advice. We provide information so that women have tools to make their own decisions. So we don't tell women what to do, what their treatment options should be. You know, we're here to provide information and support and encouragement.
So we want to make sure everybody can find where you're at. You're in the Apple store, but you have a prototype that's being worked on for Android. It's My Sisters, MYSYSTERS. So if you're looking for sisters, don't use the I, use the Y. Mm-hmm. You also have a website, correct?
Correct.
And they can follow you on what forms of social media?
We are on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And it's just My Sisters, MYSYSTERS.
Mm-hmm. And we'll have that all in the show notes for people. We also want to make them aware that, as you said, the tracking is free. You can mm-hmm. go on there and track your symptoms, learn more about what you're going through, feel like you're not alone. And then if you want to sign up for the Lux and actually talk to the community and have questions answered and just a little more personalized approach, that's $9.99 a month, but you are waiving the first 3 months, correct?
That's correct. We do not sell the data that women put in. Just want to make that clear. I mean, as you've seen, we use it, our friends use it, our sisters use it, so that to sell the data, that'd be like selling our own information. So we don't take any, we don't have investors or anything. This is all bootstrapped. So mm-hmm. that's, you know, part of the subscription fee is mm-hmm. we keep everything incredibly private. Mm-hmm. And we just want to make sure that women understand that.
Yep.
Nothing that they put in here gets sold to anyone.
Oh. Well, thank you for letting us know, because that is important. A lot of times women are not comfortable if they feel like their information is going to be shared to the world. So right. It's hard enough to have the conversation. You certainly want to feel like it's a, you know, private conversation. So thank you for letting us know that.
Yeah.
And we'll have all that information again on the show notes. Thank you, Cindy. Thank you, Cheryl. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. We really enjoy your podcast, by the way.
Oh, yes. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye. Wonderful.
Welcome back to Hot Flashes and Cool Topics. And as we've mentioned before, we are going to start highlighting some products that are going to make midlife and beyond a little easier for our women listeners. And this week, we are going to be talking to Rebecca Brown from M Powder. Welcome, Rebecca.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm excited to talk about your product. Now, you are a plant food as power is what you call it. Can you explain a little bit about M Powder?
Sure. It actually starts with a bit of a confessional. So I apologize in advance. But basically, the business came about from the entirely selfish motivation of me wanting to get well. So I wasn't very well at the beginning of my perimenopause journey. I actually ended up leaving my job, which I'd been in ever since university, due to anxiety and just exhaustion and hot flushes and a lovely outbreak of teenage acne that decided to come back. So I was having a pretty miserable time, and I went to my doctor, like a lot of women do. And in the UK, the stats are pretty horrid. So like 75% of women in the UK, I went and was turned away with nothing, because here in the UK, as I'm sure is a similar story for you guys over in the States, perimenopause is often not identified by doctors. So the doctor in my case decided that I was probably a little bit burnt out. You know, I had a career that was demanding. I had kids, I had aging parents. So he told me to go to my health food store and look for some supplements to maybe help me with my energy levels. Mm-hmm. So I probably would have done that had I not been a researcher by trade. And it was kind of wandering down that supplement aisle, looking at the products on display and feeling like I'd suddenly entered an end of life aisle that prompted action. And I was quietly horrified at the kind of the quality of the stuff that was on offer for women, but also just the way that menopause was depicted. You know, I was 45 at the time, and the women looking back at me on those supplement packs, you know, they weren't even sort of my grandmother's age. They felt like they were from a sort of bygone era, sort of you know, cornfields, comfy shoes, cardigans. Not that there's anything wrong with cardigans or comfy shoes. I love them both. But
it should be your choice. It should be thrown at you in the media. I get it.
Yeah. And so I ended up, you know, I guess making two decisions that day. You know, one was that I wanted to find stuff that actually had some clinical proof around its efficacy. And the second was that I felt that there's a really urgent need to help women find solutions that were genuinely going to do something, you know, and work in a way that felt that it was reflective of this generation of women, you know, coming through menopause and beyond. Because, you know, quite frankly, it's a very strange time. It can be a really tough time, but it also can be a hugely liberating life stage. And I think that's what we've almost set out to do with M-Powder. Yes, it's a product range, and they're a range of powders that are designed to sort of help you transition through three distinct biochemical stages. But equally as important to us is community and communicating the fact that the stories that come out from this stage of life can be really exciting. You know, it really is about what do you want to do with the next 50% of your life? How do you want to transition into a period of time, hopefully, where you can put yourself up for the pecking order a little bit in your own priority list?
So let's get into talking about M-Powder. There are three different products, but one is out on the market right now. So
that's
let's
right.
The first one, which is the PeriBoost BioStage 1. Can you explain what it is and what it does?
Sure. So one thing for you to flag is it's also what makes us quite unusual. So when you look at the supplements that are in market, it's quite rare to find ones that target those distinct biochemical stages. And I think that was the other thing that sort of struck me in my health food aisle, was that, you know, you often find sort of like a generic menopause tablet in the same way that, you know, in the 1980s, we used to get generic vitamin tablets. And obviously the body, you know, it's 8 to 10 years of a woman's life, from perimenopause usually through to the postmenopause years. So it's a huge amount of time. And during that period of time, your body has very distinct nutritional needs. So our first blend, the PeriBoost, is obviously focused on the perimenopause years. And that's actually when your hormones are fluctuating at their most. So, you know, the spikes genuinely do feel like a roller coaster. Right. And what we've looked to do in terms of the blend itself is look to the clinical evidence around individual plant ingredients, vitamins and minerals, look at the kind of peer-reviewed data around those trials. And it's really important to say that there's woefully little research done into menopause, and the stuff that is there is usually quite short term, but it does give you a starting point as a business to look at what is out there and where there's potential. And then the second stage that we go through as a brand is we work with naturopaths, herbalists and scientists to kind of verify our long list, if you like, of ingredients when we start a product development program. And they help us look at things and say, well, you know, if you're going to be taking that for 3 to 4 years, that particular herb isn't great for the liver if you take it for more than 6 months, for example. So over that period of consultation, we hone down to a kind of super short list of what our blends are going to include. And that then goes into testing with our community. So the other thing about M-Powder is we work with the women that are around our business. So people we find on Instagram, people that follow us for our insight and kind of research that we share with them. And they're invited to take the product for free for a couple of months, and they then track their symptoms during the period of time that they take our powder. And it's from that that we then go into production. So that's why the PeriBoost is the first one that's out. It takes us quite a long time actually to get stuff to market, because for us, the most important thing, having gone through it myself, is I wanted stuff out there that genuinely worked. And that takes time. You know, it takes time with people and learning about, you know, the impact we have based on external factors. So I think, you know, the other thing we say very clearly with M-Powder is this is a nutritional foundation layer. You know, this helps your body get what it needs at those three stages that we've discussed, but it's not a silver bullet. You know, I'd love to be able to say, take our powder and you'll feel amazing tomorrow. The likelihood is take our powder for about 4 to 6 weeks and you'll start seeing some really positive changes, but also nourish your mind. So what else can you start doing to look at the way that you live your life and the external factors and the stress factors that perhaps will exacerbate those hormone fluctuations? How do you pull those into your sort of daily routine alongside our powder in order to flourish? And that's kind of what we've done with the PeriBoost. So we trialed the product with our community. We also trialed a number of lifestyle interventions. And then when we launch, if people subscribe to the product, they get access to that program of activity as well. So it's kind of product plus a program.
And you have the powder room, right?
Yeah, the powder room is that environment. So it allows women in the community to share their experience. And it's been really fascinating for us as a brand, because we knew, obviously, as we all do as women, that we should really be running the world.
Right.
But the amazing thing about women when they come together is that they that wisdom that people are able to pass on, whether they're a little bit ahead of you in the menopause journey or whether they're a little bit behind and they've come across something new and exciting that has really made a difference. That's kind of what happens in the powder room. It's a group of women sharing solutions. And I think that's quite an important distinction. There's a lot of amazing Facebook forums out there and groups out there where people come together and kind of share their stories and get that sense of they're not alone, which is really, really important at this period of life. And I think there's something about being on social media that allows you to share in a way that you might not share with your husband or your family or your peers even, that's a really important outlet. But what's interesting about the powder room is it's a much more action orientated environment, which I think is again useful, and it almost has its own purpose. So what we see with our participants is they come to us for, you know, what science is there behind acupuncture in midlife? You know, what information is there about the ability of breath work to kind of calm your hormone surges? You know, that kind of information is what they're seeking from us, rather than the sort of story sharing. So it's allowed us to kind of, I think, fill a gap, perhaps, where people are looking for robust, actionable stuff to make them feel better. And that's what we're there to do.
That's awesome. So I was reading on your website that 89% of the trialists saw improvement after about 4 weeks from the first product, which is a great response. What seemed to help them the most after 4 weeks? What did they notice?
That's really interesting, because, I mean, we were sort of thrilled, you know, beyond our wildest dreams to get those kind of stats back. And I mean, the most common response we got, which was not what we expected at all, actually, was around skin. And that usually takes a lot longer. There's an ingredient in our blend, which is from the mint family, called Moldavian Dragonhead, which, aside from having the best name ever as a herb, is incredibly powerful. And what it does is it stimulates collagen production. And we worked with a company called Mabel Biochemistry, used their botanical extract in our blend, and they'd done their own trials. But there's an element of me as a researcher that was a little bit on the fence, because they were one of the few ingredients in our blend that hadn't been peer reviewed, because it was so new out of their lab. So we put it into our blend. I didn't expect to see anything within 3 to 4 weeks, because normally with skin, hair and nails, it takes a little bit longer. But that was one of the first things that people started commenting on. And I think it was commented on largely because other people started noticing that these women were looking better. You know, their skin looked more hydrated, it was glowing, their nails felt stronger. And so it was actually other people commenting to them that made our participants share that piece of feedback. The other sort of thing that happened most swiftly was around joint pain, which again can be incredibly exhausting during perimenopause. And that was the other symptom that we saw results in quickest, probably down again to sort of the protein, the fiber, and the kind of the magnesium hit that's in our blends. Women were reporting that they lost that kind of, you know, that overarching sort of bone fatigue that you get in perimenopause. So that subsided. And then across the 8 weeks, there were a number of other core symptoms that we looked at. And those symptoms were based on all of the participants taking part in a trial, in a survey prior to beginning the trial with us. And it's called the MenQol survey, which is something that's used quite a lot in clinical practice to effectively identify menopause in women. So they did that survey at the beginning. And from that, we chose six symptoms that we wanted to look at over that 8 week period. And the results, you know, that came back were incredibly encouraging. I think the other interesting thing, and I'm sure a lot of women listening to this podcast can identify with it, but the pandemic kind of created a very specific environment in which to do a trial, because hormone fluctuations are also exacerbated by stress and anxiety. And obviously all of us are living with this period of time where we're feeling incredibly anxious as a daily kind of, that's just our benchmark. That's just our waking up, you know, modus operandi, isn't it, in the moment? And so for us, what was fascinating is not only were we able to track the impact of our powders and the program, you know, the workshops and the exposure they were getting to different practitioners. But what was amazing for me as a researcher was to be able to see, you know, when did the media announce the lockdown in the UK? What impact did that have? You know, and slowly as the restrictions in the UK change, you know, maybe these women were having to go back into the workplace and they were feeling nervous about it, or maybe the kids were going back to school and they were nervous about it. And you could actually track the impact it was having directly on their symptoms. It was almost like you could pinpoint the media announcements against the way that our community felt.
That's so interesting. Mm. This is true. I mean, a lot of our listeners don't even realize that anxiety and depression are also a part of perimenopause. And if you have it, it can be exacerbated or it can start. It really depends on the woman. So I want to kind of break down, you get this pouch, right, when you order it, and it should last for about 30 days, right? So what's the first thing women are going to do when they get the pouch?
So it's a functional blend, which is a polite way of saying it's not flavored to taste like chocolate. And that in itself has actually been a really fascinating decision. And something,
why did you not put something in there to kind of make it sweet?
Well, so it was a difficult one, because I do think that probably our life would be a lot easier if we had. But one of the key things that we set out to do was only to include stuff that worked. So, you know, there's over 24 different ingredients in our blend, and to include, for example, a synthetic flavoring would have reduced our ability to kind of squeeze in all of the nutritional stuff that we wanted to get in. But what it does mean is it's a functional taste. It kind of tastes nourishing. It doesn't taste sweet. It's best if you take your scoop, which is like 3 tablespoons a day, has about 8 grams of protein in it. So a lot of women actually use it as their protein shake to start their day. Shove some other stuff in it, you know, put some other good foods with it, like bananas, maybe some sort of dark cherries, some kale, whatever it is, to mix your smoothie blend up for the morning. And then have it before lunch, because it's a really good start to the day. And what was fascinating for us actually is the decision to make it functional rather than sweet also meant that we saw over a period of 8 weeks a reduction in women worrying about their weight. And obviously in midlife, weight management is one of the concerns we all carry, because suddenly, you know, our metabolism is changing, where we put weight on changes. You know, we often end up with you know, our waistbands expanding, and it kind of feels horribly unfair because we're literally not eating anything. And yet we feel bigger. Like, how did that happen? But what we found with the Peri Boost is by taking something that's kind of tastes nourishing and kind of good for you. You know, when you know you've eaten something that's yes, good for you, necessarily. Well, I think what happens,
that's when I mix the banana in.
Yeah. Banana's fine. You know, it's just when you're adding the chocolate chunks, which is what I used to do, that it becomes an issue. But what we found was, I think women almost retrained their taste buds, because it's the beginning to their day where they were having this kind of quite savory, quite nourishing, wholesome shake. It filled them up because it was full of fiber and protein. And often we ignore that. We're so busy worrying about calories that we forget actually about the nutritional requirements of our body, and we need a lot of protein and fiber at this point in life. And so they were less hungry, so they were kind of getting to lunchtime easily without feeling hungry. And over time, it was almost like they found a new, so it was like a newfound respect for what they were putting in. I think they kind of had to recognize that the good stuff doesn't always taste like ice cream. And actually, as they exited the program, I was fascinated by the fact that they were less worried, because women had lost weight, which wasn't our intention. But I think there's something about having stuff that tastes as it should do, as nature intended. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
We don't necessarily like it.
I think the listeners get what you're saying. That you're saying it's healthy.
Yeah.
And good for us.
Exactly, which is tough. I know, and we don't want to make, you know, the menopause any tougher for you, but it is about, I think, almost recognizing the role of food, you know, and sort of maybe finding a newfound respect for what those different ingredients do. And then actually your relationship with your taste buds almost changes. I found that really interesting as a researcher going through the program. So in answer to your question, that's very long-winded of me. The first thing they should do is take the 3 tablespoons out, pop it into a routine that you have already, ideally. So if you're having a morning smoothie, we become an additional part of that smoothie recipe. You can put it in your yogurt if you want to. You can mix it with your porridge. Quite a lot of our community actually make it into protein balls so they can take it to work. But the idea of it being a powder is partly to ensure that as much of the whole food gets into your body as possible. But the second thing is it's really flexible. So, you know, people make pancakes with it. People sort of mix it up in different ways. And I think, you know, again, when you're thinking about 8 to 10 years of your life, and we want to be part of that for 8 to 10 years, it has to be flexible. Otherwise, you know, we've all got cupboards full of tablets that we forget to take. But I think if you can embed it in your routine, it makes it much, much easier to keep to consistently.
Great. I think an important conversation too is the relationship with estrogen. Can you talk a little bit about the estrogen relationship?
Yes. I mean, obviously, as we head into the perimenopause, it's those hormone fluctuations that are causing quite a lot of the changes in our body, and also the way that we think. You know, there's a huge relationship, obviously, we're seeing between the gut and the mind, but also the hormones have a massive impact on the brain too. In fact, we often think of hormones starting, you know, down in our reproductive organs, but actually they begin in our brain. So looking at estrogen is something that we thought about quite hard at M-Powder, because one of the challenges in including isoflavones in a blend is that it precludes some women with a history of certain cancers from taking our powder. But the reality is that these plant-based foods are incredibly helpful in managing those hormone fluctuations. So when you look to Asia and countries where isoflavones are more prevalent naturally in their diets, they tend to transition through the menopause a lot more smoothly than in the West, where we're not so used to consuming them on our plates. So we wanted to include them in a whole food form as much as possible. But that has meant that we've needed to prioritize that as an offering. And the intention is that in 6 months' time, there'll be a whole range as well that's isoflavone free, which means that women that have got a history of some cancers would also be able to safely take it. But it's a bigger challenge for us. It's about finding then the plant-based ingredients that can deliver the same impact in terms of sort of reducing symptoms, because we don't want to take something to market that only does half a job. So that's what we're working on now. But yeah, that's the reason for those elements being in our blend, and they're delivered largely by the soya that's in our PeriBoost.
So we always say, just check with your doctor if you have any concerns. Just check.
Yeah, and I think you know, the interesting thing is there's quite a sort of a lot of conflicting opinion around isoflavones, because when they are naturally in a whole food and they're consumed in their whole form, there's some debate about the dangers associated with that. But it is incredibly important that people take sort of independent advice from their doctor's surgery. And you'll find on our webpage that, you know, there's a very detailed overview of ingredients. And we're always really happy to provide down the actual sort of quantity in terms of dosage levels, so that when people go into their surgery, they can go in armed with all of the information to have that discussion.
Great. And I want people, our listeners, to also be aware that you have 2 more pouches coming out, one in January and then one again in March, approximately. Now, the March one will actually be for postmenopausal, correct?
That's right. Yeah. I mean, I'm fascinated. And again, there's a huge sort of body of work coming to light now around the impact of nourishing your body well in order to age well, you know, the impact on cognitive health of certain foods in the plant family that can really enable you to transition into old age as healthily as possible. So our focus with postmenopause is really aging well. You know, it's looking at the diseases that are susceptible to, the diets that can act as preventative measures and sort of preemptively allow you to avoid certain illnesses, and particularly looking at cognitive health and memory and just you know, ensuring again that we look at it from a biochemical perspective. And I think there's, in the same way as when I looked at that menopause aisle and that felt like an end of life aisle, I find it shocking and really lazy when you look at the stuff that's designed to sort of look at older women. And again, the depiction of those older women is so at odds with the way that women age today and the way that society ages. And I think that again is ripe for disruption and ripe for sort of delivering in products again that have been tested with real women, so that people can buy. Everybody's different, so it's not like we can promise that we're going to change your life overnight, but I think it's really important that women are involved in our direction of travel and that they're trying the products, and we're refining our products based on their feedback, so that when we take things like that out to the market as well, we'll have had that postmenopausal cohort of women verifying the impact that we're able to deliver.
And it's so important that you do have that group of women who are trialists, as you call them.
Yeah. And
it is going to be those women buying your product. So you want to make sure that they, it's actually being helpful. And, you know, a large part of what we do on this show is trying to just reframe the narrative of what we like to call primetime women in midlife and beyond, because
primetime's a great phrase. I love it.
We actually took it from a gentleman, but
that's fine. They take so much, right? So
yeah, it's only fair. He was like, use it if you want. I was like, primetime women. But it's true. It's about changing the narrative to a more modern midlife and beyond, because we do have this, as you even say on the website, China calls it the second spring, which mm-hmm. I love. Mm-hmm. Might have to take that too.
You can have that as well. That's not mine. Yeah.
I just pick and choose. But it's true. And the fact that you are creating products that are natural and helpful, we want to make sure our listeners are able to find you. So where would be the best place for them to find you?
Well, so in terms of finding the product, they can head to empowder.store, which is our shop, effectively our online shop. But there's also a huge community of women connecting on our Instagram feed. And in a way, I think that's often the best entry point for people, because it's full of free stuff. It's full of blogs where we celebrate phenomenal women doing phenomenal things at this life stage. It's full of stats. It's full of the latest research. So that is an environment in which to perhaps start thinking about your own menopause journey and how you want to sort of arm yourself to sort of nourish yourself through those 8 to 10 years, I think is a great place to begin. And then there's the link to the website from there. So our Instagram handle is just empowderstore, all one word.
And that is where I found you, actually. So there you go.
That's where I found you, actually. I mean, again, I mean, I love the stuff that you guys are doing. And I think that's the other really exciting thing. I mean, you mentioned earlier, sort of women kind of working out how to manage this life stage is going to be how it changes. But I also think the other really encouraging thing is it feels like it's a community in terms of the businesses and brands and the podcasts and the media channels that are sort of bubbling up. They're all very collaborative, which is quite unusual, I think, in a space. It just feels like pretty much everyone who's in it is in it to make a genuine difference. And everyone recognizes that there's just such a lack of choice and information out there that it's almost like the more the merrier. You know, if you can create a market where, and you can almost create competition, it's a good thing, because it means that women have got more choice.
Absolutely. And we really do feel like we're stronger together. I really appreciate the time that you have spent talking to us.
No, thank you for having me. It's been amazing.
We will have all of the links that you just mentioned in the show notes as well. Bridget will be very sad that she missed a million questions. And I would just tell the listeners that on your website, there is a whole list of frequently asked questions that were really, really helpful. Very common sense, like, can I take these with supplements? So if you have any questions about the product, check out their frequently asked questions, because that will answer a lot of them for you. So thank you so much. We appreciate it, Rebecca.
Thank you.
Well, we want to thank my sisters so much, Cheryl and Cindy, so much for sharing their information with us about this app. It sounds so cool. And I have downloaded it myself, like I said. And I think it's a great way just to keep track of things and have it there for your doctor. And we also want to thank Impowder for being
Rebecca
on our
Brown.
Show. Yes, for being on our show as well. So we just are so happy to share these products with people. And we have learned so much about them, and we have used a lot of them, and it's been really cool to try some of these out. And remember to go on our website at hotflashescooltopics.com to find these things, find our episodes, find everything, all the links to our different guests and these products on there. And check out our Facebook page and our Facebook group if you're not a member of it yet. But check out all of our different social media groups. We are starting to put a lot of our interviews on YouTube, most of them, unless there was some weird thing like I was in a car when we were interviewing or something like that. Otherwise, we will really try to have them on our YouTube channel. So check those out, especially if you want to see if we're talking about a product,
right?
You want to see what it looks like. That's another place to go as well.
Absolutely. So remember, My Sisters is an app that is on iPhone, but there's only a prototype right now for Android.
Right.
So you'll have to wait a little bit for the Android, but you can go on iPhone and download it for free. And they are giving us 3 months of the upgraded program for free if you sign up before the end of 2020. And then with M-Powder, stay on the lookout for the other two powders that are going to be coming out, one for menopause and one for post. Right now, this one is for peri. Let us know what you think of it, because she was very happy with the response that a lot of women who have tried it and have felt. So if it can help, we're all for it. Mm-hmm. And thank you so much for listening today on our Feature Fridays.
Yes.
And we will talk to you next time.
Bye.